Okay. So you read the Mishnah yesterday. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shabim Beishamay Vesilo Bisuda, Beishamay Momri Mivarech Alayom Vachar Kach Mivarech Alayayin, Shahayom Gorim Layayin Shiyavo, one, right? You wouldn't be making Kiddush if it wasn't a Yom Kadosh. Ukavar Kidesh Hayom Vadayin Yayin Loba. And also temporarily, first, you have to wait for the day to become Kadosh, and then you make Kiddush. So that raises a very interesting question, Ben Sion, but what would you say if, in halachic terminology, this is the debate between the Taz and the Marshal, what would you say about Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yom Tov? Actually, really didn't come yet. Okay. So, right, is there Hipo Chayom? Right, do we actually consider it to be that the day is here, or just are you, Mekabel and Isra Malacha early? That's the question. Basically, first, fortunately, it's in within Beis Shammai, so it's not going to happen. Beis Hillel Omrim Mevarech Al HaYayin V'Achar Kach Mevarech Al HaYom Shehayayin Gorim LeKedusha SheTeyamer. So you're thinking in your mind, Rav Mekadesh HaRifta, what does he mean? You don't really need the Yayin. So Rashi already points it out. So Rashi says, Shemein Yayin LoMekadshin VeMekadesh HaLapaska Muv Makom Yayin Your birkas ha'pasko demes, Beis Hillel realized that, okay. Dvar acher, right, the second reason. Birkas ha'yayin tadir, birkas ha'yomen tadir, tadir v'shenu tadir, tadir kodem. Halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. Okay. So, the second reason is tadir. So, my dvar acher, v'chisei mahasam tarte, v'hachal chada, chanami tarte, and so they both have two reasons. Birchas hayayin tadira, birchas hayomen tadira, tadir v'shenu tadir, tadir kodem, v'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. Okay. So let's just focus on tadir for a second. Both Rashi and Rav Nissim go and point out that what's the makar for the din of tadir? Anybody happen to know? It actually emerges from the world of kadshim. Al olas ha-tamid. So, Milvad olas haboker, asher li olas ha-tamid, tasu eseila. Right? So the Tamid is always first because it's Tadir. Rashi notes, Nafkalam Masach Lazvachim, asher li olas ha-tamid, tasu eseila, Milvad, mashmalachar, achar, shikravtim ha-tamid, takrivam musafin, v'kadarshinan asher li olas ha-tamid, kra yisera, lemelev, tebishvil shehi-tamid, and we can learn from there to all of the Tamidin. Okay. Very fascinating idea. You might have said that this is all restricted to Mikdash. It's a din kodshim, it's a din korbanos. So the application of Tadir outside the realm of Mikdash is not an obvious point. Maybe that's partly what influences Beis Shammai. It's a good question. Alternatively, one might say that even Beis Hillel recognizes that Tadir can't just be exported willy-nilly, even if Rashi says, maybe it's perceived as a din in Kedusha, din in Hekdesh, din in Mikdash, but maybe it should also apply to, right, Kedusha says man. So the Gemara then questions, right? After the 3 years, the Gemara Neirvin, Dafid Gimel, right? Elu velu divrei elokim chayim, halacha divrei Beis Hillel. Ephraim always likes to quote it. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. So what's going on? So Iba yaseima kodem baskol, v'iba yaseima l'achar baskol, v'rabi Yeshua hi da'amar in mashgichin b'baskol. So this is all Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, that we don't pay attention to the Baskel. So we had to state that in this case, the halacha is Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Interesting. So that's, of course, a reference to the story of Tanur Shalachnoi. So the Balei HaTosfos point out, and they say, wait a second. I'm going to throw a flag on this one. That Maisa of Rabbi Yeshua, when he said, Ein Mashgichim in Baskel, that wasn't in general that we're not Mashgiach in the Baskel.
That's when all the Tamid HaChacham were against.
Exactly. That was because it was against the rov of that. You already, the Torah already said that was the whole idea of lo bashamayim imacharei rabim lahatos. You can't have a baskel that contradicts the Torah. You can't have a later navi that contradicts Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't have a baskel that contradicts the Torah. Dvar Hashem is lanetzach. So the Bali Tosos point out, it's really interesting that we would apply that here. So it could be that the Gemara needs to say that, right, in Mashgich and Mabaskol, an appeal to Rabbi Yeshua, when the Baskol is against the Rov, because Beis Hillel, we think actually was the Rov, Tosos says. So there's another factor that you might have to take into account. And this is a top Tosos. Tosos says, well, maybe what was going on here, you need to resort to Ein Mashgich and Mevaskol, because even if Beis Hillel was the Rov, Beis Shammai was Mechad Ditfei. And you do have precedent for that. Who can remember what the original makar is, that sometimes you're Holech Basar HaRov, and sometimes you have the right to be Holech Achar HaBikian, even if they're a minority? Yenison?
Long Kibasrei.
Okay, Halach Kibasrei. Let's say they're all in the same dar.
I was
going to
say Rabbi Lazar ben Horkanas.
Right, so he was clearly the Yachid. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, based on the Mishnah and the Gemara Masechta Yoma, about if doctors disagree, matter of Pikuach Nefesh, many doctors are weighing in. So if the Chola says they need to eat, so that's an issue of Levi Yodei Maras Napsho. Say the Chola says, I don't need to eat, but the doctors are in a Machlokas. So normally you have to have one doctor and one doctor, so you have to be Machmir. But let's say you have many doctors on both sides. So the Ram says you could follow the Rov or you could follow the Bikian in terms of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay. So that's an important issue here. Ein Mashgich and Baskel. V'sari Beis Shammai Devirchas Hayom Adifa V'atanya HaNichnas L'Beiso B'motzoi Shabbos Mivorech Al HaYayin V'al HaMa'ar V'al HaBesamim. That's the tell that we're dealing with Beis Shammai. V'achar Kach Omer Habdala. So I thought Beis Shammai always says that you acknowledge a day before the Yayin. V'yimeinu ela kosechan, v'nichol achar mazon, v'mishal shalun kulan, you organize all of them, the acharav. I did Beis Shammai, he did my Beis Holi. The Gemara says, lo sal kudetach, t'chsiv ma'or, v'achar kach v'samim. U'man shamis le'di islay ha'isvara Beis Shammai. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda l'nechlu Beis Shammai sol ha'mazon, she'betchila avdala shibasov, alma nechlu al amar v'al v'samim. Beis Shammai yomrim ma'or v'achar kach v'samim. The Svara being that Besamim relates to the loss of the Neshama Yisera, to Shabbos leaving, and the Ma'ar relates to Motzai Shabbos when Adam created the fire, right? That the Gemara Pesachim describes so evocatively, Nizuka Bodas. So we might have Beshama, he Valiba the Rabbi Huda, Vil Beshil, he Valiba the Rabbi Meir, Lo Sakadaitach, Tektani Hach, Masnisim, Beshama Yomim Ner, Mazon. Besamim havdala, besalomim ner besamim mazon, vihadala vihasam. Bebraisik tanim, enu elakosecha, nilchlach armazon, mshashim kulnachrav shmamina, beshamahi, because again, we're dealing with ma'ar before besamim, vealibad rabbi huda, mikomakum kasha, kasari beshami. Mikomakum kasha. So Gemara answers, kasari beshami, shiny, iule yoma, meafuke yoma. Iule yoma, Kama de makdiminon le adif, afuke yoma kama de amachrinon le adif, kehechi de la lehavi alan kimasoi. Fascinating. That the reason that Beis Shammai has a different seder when it comes to Havdalah as opposed to Kiddush is that there's a third factor in Beis Shammai. It's not just that the yom came and then the Yayin came. And it's not just that the only reason we're making Kiddush is because the Yom is Kadosh, but that there's a special concept of acknowledging the day as early as possible, right? And there's a special concept, special mitzvah of being Ma'acher in terms of Havdalah. Hihechi dilo lehavi alan kemasoi. It's interesting, since we're learning brachos, to take a moment to reflect on that. What does that bring to mind, Ben Sion? That we don't want to make it like a masoi. I think you're on mute. Let me try to unmute Ben Sion. Okay.
Fine. Tefillah and
Shabbos. All right. Tefillah in general. We said, right, that a person knows that Tefillah so
Kevah. Tefillah
in general. Yeah.
Right.
So you don't want to make it like a Masoi. So that was the Rambam's explanation why the Chassidim and Rishonim, right, was Sha'achas La'achar Shis Palu. So those are two forms of encounter with Shechina, the Kedusha Hayom, and Tefillah. So that's where the did of Masoi comes in. V'savri beishamai birkas hamazon tunakos v'aketan balaham yayin lachar mazon imen sham el oso kos beishamai yom mevarech al hayayin v'achach mevarech al hamazon my love de mevarech ilave v'shasi lei lo de mevarech ilave umanach lei. So you make a bracha and you don't drink for it. V'amar ma'ar mevarech tzarech sheyito. So at the time that you drank from it a little bit. V'amar ma'ar Tamo pigamo. Now you can't use it for sacramental purposes. The time lay beyond that you didn't drink directly from it. Yamar mar, koshal bracha tzarech shir. It has to be malay. We talked about it yesterday. Yamidaram yirasha. Malay birkas Hashem. Vakapachis le mishirei. So we say the nafish le tve mishirei, that you had a little bit extra, like Levi's, the extra 3,550. Vaha, yamein sham eloso ktos katani. It says that you only have one kos. So how could you have extra? So it says, Trelo havi umichad nafish. So you had a little bit extra, not for a whole second kos. V'atani b'chia, b'sham ayom m'mvarech al ayayin v'shoseyu, v'achrakach m'mvarech b'rkas ha-mazon, ala tre tanayi v'aliva de b'shamay. Okay, so we have two traditions according to b'shamay. So it's interesting, you know, according to this view, that you would have a little bit, you know, you make the bracha, and then you'd use that same kos for havdalah. So Tosfos is the issue, but I thought you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So Tosfos gets into, you know, maybe there's exceptions of when you have no choice. Okay, so that's something interesting to look at. And also Tosfos of Tamo Pegamo Perish Rashbam Davka the Kiddush Havdalah Tzarech Shalei Yipagam Avlishtos Tzarech Levarei Chalav Aval Bishu Pagam Dasa Lanos Vinolam Azeh Below Bracha. V'kiddush Adala Nami Lo Amar and a little Malkum to Efshar Liefshar Mivarech Afilu Apagum. V'nosim Esochomayim. What you should do is just fill it back up a little bit. So it should be Malay Kedisa Birshalmi Reb Yonatan Makasa Umitakim Leipirish La'achar Sheshasam Imenu Hosif Alav Kol Shomayim Oyayin V'haya Mivarech Alav. Okay, so the Bali Atosos are saying that, you know, Tamo Pegamo. So that's a general din l'chatchila, but always you have to make a bracha, because there's an issur lahanos min olam hazeh below a bracha. Yenison, go ahead. And by the way, you can dilute it with water as long as it has both the tam and the mara shel yayin, as long as you don't compromise on those fundamentals.
Early in the Gemara, we said that sabri b'shamay tibiros mazin. That we extended. They needed to extend it as far as possible by Shabbos.
Right, or yantif.
Is that then
Tesef
Shabbos or
then Kiddush? Sounds like it's what the Gemara calls Iyule Yoma, and you know, when the day comes in, you want to acknowledge it as soon as possible, and the Yitziyah of the Yom. I don't think it's a din in Havdalah. I think it's a din in allowing the day to go on as long as possible. It's a din of the Yom, not a din in Havdalah. Yeah, it's interesting. The Rambam, just to reflect for a moment on this, you know, the Rambam who thinks that Kiddush and Havdalah are really part of one matbeya, two sides of one coin. So it's interesting to think about, because the Rambam says specifically b'chnisaso v'tziaso, and the Rambam is the most famous Rishon in terms of not thinking that Tosefes Shabbos is din d'oraisa. It's only din d'oraisa Tosefes by Yom Kippur. So for the Rambam, however you define Tzeis HaKochavim, you know, that's a separate issue. You know, but whenever you define that, would you make the argument that it's actually better, you know, better to do it Davka Bizman Yitziyah? That you want to hit it? That would be a little bit surprising. You know, because the Gemara says Mefurash that you know, Musifin Mechol Al Kodesh. But there's some concept of it, you know, even if you don't believe it's a daraisa any time outside of Yom Kippur, Betisha l'chodesh v'erev, Me'erev v'erev. So, in any event, something to think about in terms of, you know, b'chnisasa v'yitziyaso, Maybe even the Rambam gives you a little bit of flexibility there in terms of when you are, you know, welcoming in Shabbos or when you are saying goodbye to Shabbos. An interesting question. Okay, let's hold it up there. It's in a good stopping place for the two dots. And again, the senior dinner, just trying to time.